News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's been a very busy couple of years for Scott & White Healthcare. While the construction and staffing continues on the new College Station Hospital, this Wednesday afternoon is a ribbon cutting and open house of Scott & White's new medical clinic in Bryan at the corner of Austin Colonies Parkway and the Earl Rudder Freeway northbound service road. An opportunity to visit with Chief Medical Officer for Scott & White's College Station region, Dr. William Rayburn, about everything that's been going on.
It's been an incredible 12 to 24 months planning for the opening of the hospital, you know, the expansion into Brenham, the acquisition of the Brenham Hospital, the announcement that we were building a hospital, the political maneuvering that took place in the local medical community, and now our decision to build another clinic in Bryan. It has been busy, but we're just very grateful for the patients that come to Scott & White.
And correct me if I'm wrong, there's also an Arrington Road clinic in the mix too?
Yes, that actually opened 2 years ago, and it's down right by the gateway there at William Fitch on Arrington Road. It's a four-physician practice that is attached to a pharmacy. The Boonville Clinic will be a four-physician practice with associated laboratory services and physical therapy services.
Quite a lot of confidence Scott & White has in the Bryan College Station region.
Well, for many, many years, we have been primarily a group practice that did not have a hospital presence here, and it's just, I think it's clear to all of us that have been long-term residents at the Bryan College Station that this is slowly becoming a destination, not only for people looking for quality of life, but it's going to become a medical hub and a destination for medical care in all the surrounding communities. So we think it's very appropriate and timely to go ahead and invest to this degree in the community. We can't predict the future of healthcare, and there's so much confusion about reimbursement and the cost. And one thing that Scott & White's pretty clear about is that together we're going to need to continue to deliver care. We're going to need to continue to deliver care in a cost-effective manner. Our customers, our patients deserve and demand that, and that we believe an integrated model where everyone is on the same team, supported by an electronic record, is really the only way to do it.
And then I received an invitation. The ribbon cutting at the new Bryan Boonville Clinic is Wednesday.
Yes, we're thrilled. Dr. Rusty Biles will be our clinic director out there, and Dr. Biles has been with Scott & White 20 years, and his partner, Dr. Villarreal, that's been here that almost that same length of time, will be moving their practices out there, and we will likely bring in a new family physician to join them sometime later this year. We will also have a physical therapy presence in that facility, and it's a beautiful facility. I toured it yesterday, and I think the people of Bryan will be very proud of it, and we're just thrilled to be in Bryan and have had a long-term relationship with the community of Bryan, the city of Bryan. And from a historical perspective, I'm pleased to name that place Boonville, for the original location, and right there was where the community of Boonville and, of course, the street there. So it's a wonderful location for us, and we're thrilled to be there.
And looking at the invitation, view the new physical therapy gym. Never heard about that in a medical clinic before.
It's quite a large room that has a lot of exercise equipment in it. Physical therapy is really an incredibly valuable component to delivery of healthcare, non-surgical approaches to help people get back to work and help them get back to feeling good. And physical therapy, we will have physical therapy presence in our hospital, our clinic offices. And this is one where one of our physical therapists, Steve Pavliska, will be situated. And again, physical therapy, just like family medicine services, is something that is utilized a lot. And we're thrilled to have a nice space for it there. As well as far as calling it a gym, that might be a little bit of a stretch, but it certainly has gym equipment in it.
What else have I missed that listeners need to know about the new clinic specifically, or the growth at Scott & White College Station region generally?
Well, just that August 1st is around the corner, and our hospital will be opening the first week of August, and we are implementing the finest electronic medical record system in the country called Epic. And I think this is a new beginning for our community, and we look forward to working with the other healthcare providers in the community to really provide top-notch care and really to try to be there as our community grows to provide care, and hopefully our community as well as our friends and neighbors will stay in the community to provide the care.
Continuing my visit with Dr. William Rayburn, the Chief Medical Officer for Scott & White Healthcare in the College Station region, talking more about Scott & White's facilities in the College Station region, again, in context with the new hospital coming up, also with the opening this week of a new medical clinic in Bryan. I have this kind of continuum where I know there's more to it than clinic to hospital, but those are the two main points probably in ensuring that your patients will get the best care that you all can provide.
Yes, the way I think about it is a circle that I call the continuum of care, and the continuum of care is really that very tight relationship from seeing a physician or a non-physician provider, the ability to recognize whether a higher level of care is required, the safe handoff of that patient to that level of care, whether it be in a hospital or an outpatient setting, the safe handoff of a patient from the discharge of the hospital back to maybe an intermediary level, a skilled nursing unit, an assisted living, a rehabilitation unit, and then back to that initial provider. And one of the reasons that the American healthcare system is so fragmented and so broken is because that continuum of care is provided by so many different entities. So the Scott & White is not necessarily going to provide every single one of those entities in the continuum, but we will want to be very heavily involved throughout that care, because that's where you can prevent readmissions to the hospital. That's where you can pick up on problems before they become serious.
And while we always speak of the, I guess, the frontline medical professionals, whether they be the physicians or the PAs or the nurses or others in that area, but it also seems like there's a great importance placed on the administrative staff to stay on top of the ever-changing medical administrative climate.
Well, that's true, but our professionals, our physicians, our non-physician providers, our nurses are really the key to the care. Administratively, of course, we have to try to manage a very complicated reimbursement model, a very complicated ever-changing model with Medicaid and Medicare, and quite honestly, a care that is so costly that it's not sustainable. But never would I want to ever begin a sentence about the importance of healthcare with the administrative team. The administrative team supports our professionals, and we are so blessed in this community to have so many fine physicians and hospitals and nurses, and Scott & White is just thrilled to be a part of that.
And using the Bryan Clinic as the latest example, is that something that also helps Scott & White as an organization be able to attract and retain the type of medical professionals that you're after?
Well, the main reason that we are putting clinics out is because it's becoming more apparent that it's easier to care for the population when access to that care is close to their homes. 20 years ago, having everyone under one roof made a lot of sense and efficiency, but to be honest with you, what we've learned is that from a primary care standpoint, family medicine, pediatrics, internal medicine, that care needs to be close to people's neighborhoods, it needs to be close to their home, and honestly, it's easier to provide a higher level of service in a smaller environment. So it makes sense for us to evolve our model to where we actually have smaller primary care clinics closer to the neighborhoods, closer to the regions where people can access them. And yes, that does make it more attractive for the healthcare professional.
Continuing on my visit with Dr. William Rayburn, the Chief Medical Officer for the Scott & White Healthcare College Station region, asking what impact the new Bryan Clinic has on the main clinic Scott & White has on University Drive and College Station.
Well, the way this is playing out is, of course, we obviously, throughout the region, which includes the Brenham region, we will have multiple clinics that are supporting the patient care. The clinic on University Drive will continue to be a very important, robust clinic that will house primarily physicians that don't need immediate proximity to the hospital. The medical office building adjacent to the hospital, which we will reference as the Rock Prairie, Scott & White Clinic Rock Prairie, will really be for those groups that, such as myself, an OB-GYN physician, that do need immediate proximity to the hospital, such as surgeons, cardiologists, OB-GYNs, neurosurgeons, cardiologists, etc. The regional clinics, the smaller regional clinics, are primarily family medicine, where we need to have the physicians and the non-physician providers closer to the neighborhoods. So it's strategically designed where the university and the outlying clinics are really going to be populated by providers that don't need immediate proximity to the hospital, and that the Rock Prairie Medical Office building will be for those that do.
Thanks again to Dr. William Rayburn, the Chief Medical Officer for the Scott & White Healthcare College Station region, for the visit on News Talk 1620 WTAW.